Hello, welcome to the World Cafe podcast. This podcast has been designed with curated content that centers on the power of words. Can we really do anything without speaking? Can we really do anything without the agency of words? Yes, that is what this podcast is all about. And I am your host, Amakri Isoboye, your neighborhood word trader. I believe in the power of words, for it is the unit of creation. I trade in words to profit my world. Hello there. How are you? Okay. Today's show. Before I begin anything, I just want to say a very big thank you to all of you who's been listening and following. But before I begin, I need to say it the way we say it on the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good everything. How are you all doing? Beautiful. I'm doing well. Pretty excited. Each time I sit here to record my voice and my thoughts for you, super exciting knowing that you're there. Now, I am excited today because this is my 118th episode, and yes, my 2 years on the Word Cafe. This makes it the second year of the Word Cafe. I am excited. Yes, I am. And what I want to do on this episode is to look at the journey when it all began sometime in 2021. On my birthday, when this journey began, how it all came about. The Word Cafe podcast was born out of an experience. Yes. You know, each time I have the opportunity to talk about it, I always point that out. Instead of using your words to drown yourself, you can use your word, yes, the breath in you, by the grace of God, to pull yourself out. And that was what happened to me. I was at a place at the time, pretty depressed, in a dark place. And I thought to myself, what do I do? And by His grace, He led me to amazing people whom I would like to also appreciate. He led me to somebody like Felado Rotoye, Tomra Woswago, Timisola Gumbia Day. Yes, the Sparkle Queen, Naomi Osemedua, Eden Onwuka. I can go on, so many of them, you know, and a wonderful mix. But what has it been like for this 2 years? You know, the other day I sat down to ask myself, what has it been like for you? You know, like I was talking to myself, what has it been like for you on the Word Cafe for this 2 years? Imagine you sitting at a particular position, doing something, following a given pattern for 2 years. Definitely you will form a rhythm, you will form a character. You know, you will form a habit which ultimately forms you. That is what has happened to me for these 2 years. I've come to meet people, yes, as a result of the World Cafe. I've come to interview so many people. The other day, I was just thinking about the names, the faces that have come through the World Cafe podcast. Amazing guests. I mean, they've come to share their stories, to encourage you, my audience, encourage me also as a person. Amazing. And also sitting down there listening to people. It's not just about me now. No, it's not just about me. But listening to people share their story, their challenges, how they came through from their challenges, from their stories. I have come to learn so much. Yes, so much. The World Cafe has also positioned me, you know, to be vulnerable, to share with you, to share some, what I call it, deep thoughts of mine, experiences, not holding anything back now, but letting it out there, sharing it with you, being vulnerable, you know. And my amazing, the World Cafe has also presented a platform for me to give a piece of myself to my world, to my generation. I remember that day when I was recording my introduction, you know, how did it all come about? You know, when I say I believe in the power of words, for it is the unit of creation. Yes, the wordsmith I am. Yes, I'm Chris Obuyi, your neighborhood word trader. Yes, I trade in words to profit my word. Sincerely speaking, I didn't think of those things. They came when I needed them. Yes, when I was recording the introduction, you know, my intro and outro, I thought of what to say. You know, I thought of, what am I going to say? What am I going to, you know, put out there? And I started to like talk as I opened my mouth. Somehow, God filled it, you know, with these words, and I began to like speak. And in speaking, I came to see that that's who you really are. Yes. And it didn't stop there. It now gave me that opportunity to like keep saying it, confirming it, affirming it, you know. And each time I confess it, each time I repeat it, it's like strength comes to me. Amazing. It has been an amazing journey for me for these 2 years. I am super excited. The World Cafe opened me up to some amazing moments of my life. It helped me to create memories. It helped me to like build memories. The World Cafe presented to me a platform to be useful. Let me tell you, each day I wake up for these 2 years, each day I wake up, I have something to live for. And what is that? Staying behind the microphone, sharing my thoughts, speaking to somebody out there, you know, encouraging somebody out there. That has been my journey. So excited. I look forward to it. As in every blessed day, the World Cafe has also opened me up to research. You know, I research on practically everything I want to talk about. Yes, everything. You know,
I don't just go through to the internet alone. I ask questions. Yep. I ask questions. I go around. I interact with people. You know, I may sit, come up with a conversation, and I'm talking to you when I'm asking you that question. Practically, I'm carrying out the research. It has provided the platform for me to like interact with people on that, should I say, level playing field. I reach out to people. I invite them. Would you like to come on my show? Would you like to be on my show? I would say out of 100 people I have approached, about 90 said yes. Mm-hmm. About 90. And it's super exciting. I don't know them from Adam. I don't know these people. But that is what the platform has done. So in course of my research, in course of my, asking questions, I come to unearth certain secrets. It has helped me to be responsible, to be accountable. The Word Cafe has helped me, yes, because I am accountable to you listening to me. Yes, I am. I am accountable to you listening to me. And I sit down, it's like, okay, what do I share with my audience today? What do I tell them? What do I serve them? To encourage them, to, you know, give them that, what I say, support. And I just like, Lord, help me. And it has been amazing. The Word Cafe has also helped me to create content. Yes, content in my world of writing, because I write too. That's one of my offerings too. I write. So the Word Cafe has presented an opportunity. I go back there into my, should I say, archive, my previous recordings and all that, and I begin to listen to them. I begin to like go through them, you know, soft through them, and I begin to glean from them. I hear my guest, I hear myself, and it's like, wow. So we said all of this on the show, and I begin to pick out things, and I begin to like use them, curate them, you know, and serve. The Word Cafe has also proved, giving me that opportunity to be heard. Yep. You know, sometimes you seek validation. Sometimes you just want recognition. You just want to be heard. And you're looking for that platform, that, should I say, crowd or audience. And sometimes you just get frustrated. But one thing I've come to learn on the Word Cafe, I just wake up. Sometimes I don't feel like doing it. I feel so tired. I feel so like, what is it for? To what end? But let me tell you, I just hear this voice. Inner voice, inner witness. Somebody's listening. There's somebody waiting to hear your voice. There's somebody waiting to receive a message, waiting to be inspired, waiting to be motivated, waiting. So I just get off my behind and I go. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Honestly, that I just go. And I've come to see that over and over and over and over as I move within the space, I see that I'm getting better. I'm not perfect. No, I'm not. But I see a huge improvement. huge improvement, because podcasting has come to show me that you do everything. Yes, you direct, you script, you produce, you correct, and all that. So it pushes you into that zone of creativity that you need to like dig deep. You need to carry out a research. How do I get this done? How do I get that done? And in so doing, you come to see that you are, from one thing, you are getting into another. You're getting better at it. And I am super grateful to God for this opportunity. It has come to teach me what it means to be resilient. Yes, to be consistent, to be available, to be present, to be ready, to be amenable. You know, it's like you're a channel through whom a flow comes. And if the channel is not ready, the content will not flow. But it has come to teach me, the Word Cafe has come to teach me to be ready to serve, to be a channel for that to flow. My greatest fan is my family, my children, my wife. They've been so supportive. Yep. My children they now know, they are so aware. They are so aware of what Daddy does when it comes to podcasting, that even when they pray, yes, in their prayers, they pray that God will bless Daddy's podcast, that God will make his podcast go far and wide, reach people out there. My wife has been, she's one support. She's been there from the very beginning. She tells me the truth as it is. Sometimes she can be blunt. She's one great support. She listens, she goes through it, and she tells me, I don't think what you did here was correct. Oh, I think you can do it better like this. You know, when I was recording my first episode, before the first episode, when I was recording my intro, and when she heard what I said, she said, that is who you are. You know, when I made that introduction, that is who you are. And when I do good, she tells me the truth. When I don't do so well, she also tells me the truth. I am grateful to God for this support system. You know, I'm super excited. I am super excited. This is all I've come to do on the show today, just to say a very big thank you to you listening, to you who downloads my podcast, you know, who listens to my podcast. I want to say a very big thank you to you. You know, I just want to say thank you to all of you. It's been an amazing, amazing, amazing. I won't fail to say thank you to my team, the people who are behind the scenes. Yes, this podcast has also opened me to like build a team. Somebody like Mark. Mark handles most of my edits. He does the editing and all that. Toby is my handyman. He's always there. You know, he handles most of the promotions on Instagram and Facebook. I want to say a very big thank you to Joel. Joel is the one who handles my graphics. Yeah, he most of the designs you see is done by Joel. He does them, you know, flawlessly. You know, when I was creating the podcast art the first time, he was asking me, how do you want it? And I just told him one or two things. And he came up with the the color codes, the design, you know, the yellow, the golden yellow, the black and all that, and we all of it. I want to say a very big thank you. I want to say thank you to Jeff. You know, most of the videos you've seen coming from the World Cafe podcast, yes, they're handled by Jeff. Jeff has this amazing view. You know, there's a way he sees through the camera. And I want to say a very big thank you. I want to say thank you to my brothers. My brothers. Yes, my brothers as in my biological brothers. They're amazing. Orlando, Ibeneye, Ibiso, Tamnemi. I want to say a very big thank you to Nemi, to Awalabo. I want to say a very big thank you. They've been there. They share in this. Even when I started, I want to say a very big thank you. I want to say thank you to all of you who's been there, who has supported me one way or the other. I'd like to say a very big thank you to Barrister Ocholio Kutekwa, Kingsley Bangwell, Irene Bangwell. I want to say a very big thank you to all of you. You have been so, so supportive. Thank you. Thank you. I have every reason to be grateful for these 2 years. I have every reason to be grateful for these 2 years. What will the next 2 years look like? I know a rolling stone gathers no moss. It will be amazing because he said the path of the just is as a shining light. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter onto the perfect day. Yes, done, not perfect. We make progress. We make progress, and that is what I look forward to. Great opportunities. Oh, I can go on and on. Today is just to say thank you to everybody who's been following the World Cafe podcast. I may not be able to mention all of your names, but you know who you are. You are the MVP. Yes, you are. You are the MVP. You are the name on the world of appreciation on the World Cafe podcast. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I want to say thank you. All right, guys. Before I go, I just want to leave you with this thought. I want to leave you with this thought. What I have come to learn on this show, doing this, it might seem like it's not worth it. No, it is. No, it is. It's a worthy cause. It's a noble cause. It is for you to identify that worthy and noble cause and be diligent about it. Success is what you will receive. Yes, just find that worthy ideal, that noble cause, and be diligent about it. What you will get in return is success. I just want to say thank you. I gotta go now. But you know how we say it on the show. This is the space where we come to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. That is what the word cafe is all about. I believe in the power of words because it is the unit of creation. My name is Amakri. Amakri Isubuye, your neighborhood word trader. I trade in words to profit my world.
Awesome time it has been with you on the Word Cafe podcast today. Thank you for being there. You can catch me up on my social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all at Amakri Isubuye. Also, you can get copies of my books, A Cocktail of Words, The Color of Words, and my HR notebook on Amazon and on Robin Heights online bookstores. You can also subscribe to my YouTube page at the same address. Yes, till we see you again. Bye for now.